The first reading today from Genesis, the story of the testing of Abraham. This is the mother load of signs in Scripture. This is the reading that people maybe struggle with the worst in the whole Bible. It helps us to understand faith. It helps us to understand how God tests us. It helps us understand sacrifice. But maybe the most important thing it reveals to us is the relational aspect of God. Did you know this is the first time in Scripture where God is revealed as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And the author, right, telling this story, even puts the words on Abraham and Isaac's lips, right? When Isaac says, Father, right? And he responds, Yes, Son, right? We have the fire, the Holy Spirit, right? The sign of the Holy Spirit, and the wood, right? Which is a sign of the wood of the cross that Jesus will carry. It's all there already in seed form here in the first reading. And what's wonderful is that in the gospel, right, what we see today is that the Holy Trinity, Jesus coming down in the incarnation, comes to atone for our sins. Something that we can't do. Abraham can't do it. He sacrificed one son yesterday in the first reading. And so God says, how about you sacrifice your other one? But he can't. He can't atone for his sin of what he did to Ishmael. But Jesus can. And that's what's given to us in the gospel today. That Jesus comes to sacrifice himself to atone for our sins so that we can be forgiven and so that we might have life to the full.